Okay, welcome all of you once again. Thank you everyone for joining. Today's class will be given by His Grace Krishnadan Prabhuji from ISKCON Nasik on the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.33.22. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavas Pranam, you are there on the call.
Hare Krishna.
Hare,
yes,
Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your association and time. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, so today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter number 33, Activities of Lord Kapila, Text number 22. The text reads as follows. Tameva dhyayati devam अपत्यं कपिलं हरिं बभुवा चिरतो वत्स निस्पृहा तादृश्ये गृहे. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Vidura, thus always meditating upon her son, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kapila Dev, she very soon became unattached to her nicely decorated home. Purport. Here is a practical example of how one can elevate oneself in spiritual advancement by Krishna consciousness. Kapildev is Krishna and he appeared as son of Devahuti. After Kapildev left home, Devahuti was absorbed in thought of him and thus she was always Krishna conscious. Her constant situation in Krishna consciousness enabled her to be detached from hearth and home. Unless we are able to transfer our attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no possibility of becoming freed from material attachment. The Srimad Bhagavatam therefore confirms that it is not possible for one to become liberated by cultivation of empiric philosophical speculation. Simply knowing that one is not matter but a spirit soul or Brahman does not purify one's intelligence. Even if the impersonalist reaches the highest platform of spiritual realization, he falls down again to the material attachment because of not being situated in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord. The devotees adopt the devotional process, hearing about the Supreme Lord's pastimes and glorifying his activities, and thereby always remembering his beautiful eternal form. By rendering service, becoming his friend or his servant and offering him everything that one possesses, one is able to enter into the kingdom of God. As it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Tato mam tatvato jnatva. After discharging pure devotional service, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in fact, and thus one becomes eligible to enter into his association in one of the spiritual planets. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha kalpatarubhyascha krupa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So welcome all of you. Discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, Chapter 33, Activities of Kapila Muni and text number 22. So till now we have seen that Kapila Muni has almost completed his instructions to Mother Devahuti and then he has departed. And Devahuti is in the palace of Kardamuni now. And the whole sections we have seen still now that how beautiful was the palace of Kardamuni, and because he was a yogi, through his mystic yoga and through the potencies he possessed, he had created a beautiful mansion. And the description of the mansion is there. Still now we have discussed how beautiful the mansion was. And in spite of living in that huge and beautiful mansion, Mother Devahuti, she was not attached to the mansion. And she was actually meditating on Lord Kapila, his instructions which were imparted to her few days ago. And that's how she was not attached to any of the material things. And this verse actually talks about Mother Devahuti's meditation and the result she obtained because of that. So Dhyayati Harim, she would always meditate on the form of the Lord Kapila. And Achirata, it means very soon. Nispruha means she was detached from this. Even if we see in the life of Sadhaka, one time Srila Prabhupada was asked, what is the criteria that, or what are the parameters by which we need to judge ourselves that whether we are advancing or not in spiritual path? And there are different answers given by Srila Prabhupada at different times. So one time he said, advancement means attachment to Krishna. So we also need to ponder upon this, what Srila Prabhupada is trying to say. At the same time, what we can learn from Mother Devahuti here. So basically all the instructions of the scripture boils down to two basic instructions, basically detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna. And if we are also detaching ourselves from matter and attaching ourselves to Krishna through the process of devotional service, then that can be considered as a success of devotional service or progress on the path of devotional service. At various places in the scriptures, we find that the matter is always binding. Even Queen Kunti, in her prayers to Lord Krishna, in 1st canto, 8th chapter, she says, Janma Aishwarya Shruta Srivir Edaman Adha Puman Na Eva Arhati Abhidhatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gochara. So she mentions that these are the obstacles to reach you, my Lord. A birth in the high family, Aishwarya, the opulence in the material world, Shruti, the learnings which one have, Srivi, and the beauty. So these are actually the obstacles on the path of devotional service. If you see on the contrary, in the material world, if you possess any one of these qualities, you are called as a successful person, a great person, an icon, and a hero. But on the contrary, in the spiritual terminology, Kunti Maharani says that these are all obstacles on the path of devotional service. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Shikshastak 4th verse, he says, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. I don't want these things, my Lord. Mama janmani, janmani ishware bhavata bhaktir ahetuki. He says that I just want pure devotional service, birth after birth after birth. This is just one example of which are obstacles on the path of devotional service cited by Queen Kunti. At various places in scriptures, we find that there are various obstacles listed like this. Material attachment and its ill effects. And accordingly, scriptures talk about two paths to develop this detachment and simultaneously attachment to Krishna. So these two paths are called as Nivrutti Marga and pravritti marga. Nivritti marga means one need to give up whatever one has, whatever one possesses, and just follow the path of detachment, vairagya. Pravritti marga means one can possess whatever one have, but changes not his position, but changes his attitude towards what one possesses, and remain where you are. Sthane sthita shruti gata. Remain where you are, and from that point continues practicing devotional service of the Lord sincerely and seriously. So that is pravritti marga. Our great Acharya Sripad Rupa Goswami, in his Nectar of Devotion, he clarifies this concept further in terms of Yukta Vairagya and Phalgu Vairagya. So he says, Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatharham Upayunjatah Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagyam Uchyate. So he glorifies this kind of Yukta Vairagya is a very revolutionary concept coined by Rupa Goswami, and there are various acharyas which we have seen, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and to the point of Srila Prabhupada. Anasaktasya Vishayan means not getting attached to the objects of the senses. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe, that this, I'm using these things, I'm utilizing these things, whatever I'm having, Krishna Sambandhe, in relationship to Krishna, this is called as Yukta Vairagya. Possessing things, but using those things not for one's own sense gratification, but in relationship with Krishna, using things for pleasure of the Lord, that is called as Yukta Vairagya. And there is another called as Phalgu Vairagya. Phalgu Vairagya, giving the thing, giving up things for the sake of giving, but maintaining attachment to them in the heart, is called as Phalgu Vairagya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has condemned this Phalgu Vairagya and enunciated this path of Yukta Vairagya. And this is being exemplified here by Mother Devahuti. In spite of living in such high-tech material facilities, she is not attached to these. Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport, unless we are able to transfer our attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no possibility of becoming freed from material attachment. Emphatically, he mentions that we need to transfer. Now, at present, what is happening? We are attached to material things, material bondings, material relationships. Now, what Srila Prabhupada is saying, we need to transfer that same to the Personality of Godhead. We need to transfer everything to Krishna or in relationship to Krishna. Otherwise, he says, there is no possibility of becoming free from material attachment. And from this great scripture of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have n number of examples of great personalities, in spite of living in fabulous, rich and magnanimous culture, magnanimous and great palaces, rich opulence, still they were not attached to it when they have added this element of Krishna Seva in their life. And the first example comes is of King Ambarish. Srimad Bhagavatam 9th canto describes glories of King Ambarish. Now king, he was Ekachatra. He was the king not of a city, not of a country, but the entire planet. We can imagine how much wealth he must be having. He had all that, but what was his attitude towards it? While describing the glories of Maharaj Ambarish, Shukadeva Goswami says, वासुदेवे भगवति तद्भक्तेषु च साधुषु प्राप्तो भावं परं विश्वं येनेदं लोष्ट्रवत् स्मृतम्। He says that Maharaj Ambarish was a great devotee of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Vasudeva Bhagavati, and not only Lord, tad bhakteshu cha sadhushu, the saintly persons who are Lord's devotees. So he was devotee of Lord Vasudev, and at the same time, he was also devotee of sadhushu, the devotees of the Lord, tad bhakteshu, and prapto bhavam param vishvam. He would consider all planet as the expansion or the energy of the Lord. Prapto bhavam param vishvam. And because of his devotion, yena idam laushtravat smrutam, he would treat the whole vishwa, whatever he would see, he would treat the entire universe as insignificant, as a piece of stone, laushtravat smrutam. So he was a great king, having what we call it as the pilgrimage, all opulences at his disposal, all power, all control, but still, because of these two things, one is Vasudeva Bhagavati and Tad Bhakteshu Cha Sadhushu, to a solid devotion he possessed to Lord Vasudeva Krishna and his devotees, and because of that, he would consider everything else in the material world as laushtravat. And that's what the same bhava we see as repeated in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayers, Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. So whole material world appears, it becomes shunya in front of the Lord. And that's how for King Ambarish as well, the whole material world became shunya or laushtravat. No importance more than a piece of stone. Now how he could do that? How it was possible for him to develop such a vision? And then Shudeva Goswami, going further, he says that what path he followed, how each and every sense, his entire existence was used in the service of the Lord. Savai manah krishna padaravindayor vacham sivaikunta gunanuvarnane karau harer mandiram arjanadishu srutim chakarachyuta satkathodaye. He goes on explaining in the next three verses that how he employed his mind just on meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord. Savai manah krishna padaryanda vachansi vaikunta gunanvarne. His vani, his power of speech was always used to glorify the Lord. Karau harer mandiram arjanadishu. He would use his hands to clean the temple of the Lord. Srutim chakarachyuta satkathodaye. He would use his ear just to hear the nectarian pastimes of the Lord. Mukundalinga laya darshane drusho tadbhrutya gatra sparshe anga sangamam grahanam cha tatpada saroja saurabe srimat tulasya rasanam tadarpite. He would use his eyes just to drink the beautiful form of the Lord. And the tulsi leaves and the flowers which are offered to the Lord, he would use his nose to smell that transcendental fragrance emanating from this lotus, tulasi, and the flowers offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. So that was his alvin. Pado harer kshetra padanu sarpane shiro rushikesha pada abhivandane. He would use his legs to traverse to the holy places of the Lord, and he would use his head to bow down in front of the Lord. He would use his body to embrace the devotees of the Lord. So that's how Sukadeva Goswami goes on mentioning how he employed his entire existence, his all senses, in the service of the Lord Vasudeva Bhagavati and in the service of devotees of the Lord, tad bhakteshu cha sadhushu. And if someone asks, you know, Maharaj Ambarish, what is the piece of instructions you would like to offer to the devotees of this age? Then Shukadeva Goswami goes on further mentioning about Ambarish Maharaj. Evam sada karma kalapam atmanah pare dhyadne bhagavati adokshaje sarvatma bhavam vidadhan mahimimam tannishtha viprabhita shashasah. How he would rule the planet. He mentions evam sada karma kalap atmanah. Whatever the fruit of his activities were there, pare adhi yadne bhagavati adhokshaje, to that Lord adhokshaj, to that bhagavanta adhi yadne, he would offer the fruits of his actions to the Lord. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport to this verse, bhuktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram surdam sarva bhutanam jnatva mam shanti murchati. In 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 29th verse, the last verse, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the Lord is the
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, you are all able to hear?
Yes,
yes. Yes, there was some connection loss actually. Yeah. So, we are discussing how Ambarish Maharaj, he would offer everything, all fruits of his action to the Lord. He would treat all the living entities as his own self, sarva atma bhavam, and tan nishtha vipra abhihitah. He would... he would be always guided by the devotees of the Lord. So this is what we can learn as a piece of advice from King Ambarish, that we need to offer all whatever we have, the karma phala, karma kalapam atmanah, to whom? To the Lord. Adhi adne bhagavati adhokshaje. Offer fruits of our actions to the Lord, or we can do everything for the Lord. Lord Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita as well. Yat karoshi, yadashnasi, yat juhoshi, dadasi, yat tapasyasi kaunti, yat kurushva madharpanam. Offer these all to me. And treat everyone as our own selves, sarva atma bhavam. Lord Krishna, while defining yoga in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, what is the topmost yoga? At two places this definition comes, topmost yoga in 6.33 as well as 6.32, sorry, and 6.47, 6th chapter. So 47th is about the bhakta yoga is the topmost yoga, and before that he says, atma upamena sarvatra samam pashyati yorjuna sukham va yadi va dukham sayogi paramamatah. Sayogi paramamatah, he is the topmost yogi, this is my opinion, who atma upamena sarvatra samam pashyati yorjuna, he sees all equally like his own self. So that's how Maharaj Ambarish would see everyone as his own self. Sukham va yadi va dukham. Their happiness is my happiness. Their misery is my misery. So we can also try to develop this attitude. And the third thing is, under the guidance of expert Vaishnavas, Tannishta Vipra Abhihitaha. So we also can live under the guidance of Vaishnavas. And when we do that, this has been exemplified. Even the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was Lord himself, he also put himself under the guidance of senior Vaishnavas. He would always seek guidance. It's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tarabal, jopite jopite mantra hoila pagal. That he goes to his spiritual master and says, what kind of mantra you have given me? I am chanting this, I am becoming mad. So, till the extent we reach the spiritual world, we will need the guidance of the association of devotees. Guidance from the association of devotees. Guidance from the expert devotees. Someone who feels that I don't need association, I am advanced enough, then he needs association more badly. So this is what we can learn from Ambarish. So basically, we are learning that what mother Devahuti was having, that attachment to matter and detachment from the matter and attachment to Krishna. So how it was exemplified in the example of King Ambarish, in spite of being a king, and what was his vision, how he was not attached to the matter, what he did in his life. Same things when we also do. These three things we have discussed, that offering everything to the Lord, treating living entities to be one's own self, and living under the guidance of expert devotees, we will also be benefited by this same vision which he had. The another example which comes is of Raghunath Das Goswami from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Raghunath Das Goswami was also born to wealthy parents, Govardhan Mujumdar and Hiranya Mujumdar. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that they were landlords, and almost 12 lakhs of mudras they would earn every month. Imagine at that time, fabulously wealthy. But still, this Raghunath had got inclination to serve Lord Chaitanya in his heart, and he would always run in his heart. He would always feel that I should go and meet Lord Chaitanya, serve him. And that desire had also appeared in him because of association of devotees. So his parents were afraid that he should not run, and therefore they had appointed many guards to guard him day and night. Panchapaika tare rakhe ratri dine, chari sevak dui brahman rahe tara sane. Panchapaika, 5 guards tare rakhe ratri dine, they were guarding him constantly day and night. Chari sevak, there were 4 personal servants appointed to him, and two brahmanas were appointed just to cook for him separately. So 5 plus 4, 9 plus 2, 11 people. Ekadash janatare rakhe nirantar, nila chalayaite na pai dukhita antar. Ekadash jana, 11 people, tare rakhe nirantar, constantly, day and night, at every moment, were guarding him. And therefore, he was not able to go to Nilachala to meet the Lord of his heart. Nilachala yaite na paya. And because of that, dukhita antara, his consciousness, his mind, inside, he was miserable. Dukhita, no external opulence was able to quench his thirst, which was developed because of some association of Lord Chaitanya. One time, Lord Chaitanya came to Shantipur, and this news came to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, Ebe yadi Mahaprabhu Shantipur Aila, Shuniya पीता रे रघु नाथ निवे दिला। वन टाइम चैतन्य महाप्रभु शांतिपुर आईला। वेन आफ्टर संन्यास चैतन्य महाप्रभु केम टू शांतिपुर, सुनिया पिता रे रघुनाथ निवेदन निवेदिला, ही रिक्वेस्टेड हिज फादर, रघुनाथ दास रिक्वेस्टेड फादर दैट प्लीज लेट मी गो एंड मीट लॉर्ड चैतन्य वंस, आई विल श्योरली कम बैक अगेन। एंड देन ऑन हिज रिक्वेस्ट somehow under the care of these guards he was allowed to go and meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita describes in great detail about that meeting of Raghunath Das Goswami with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him that do not show this phalgu vairagya, this detachment, phalgu detachment, do not show that. And he gave instructions to Raghunath Das that go to your home. Antare nishthakara bahye lokavyavahar achirat krishna tomaye karibe udhar. Antare nishthakara, in your mind, in your heart of your hearts, just keep that faith, that nishtha to serve Lord. Antare nishthakara bahye lok vyavahar, and externally behave like a normal person, lok vyavahar. Then if you do this, achirat krishna tomai karaye karibe uddhar, Lord Krishna will deliver you soon. Achirat, in this today's word also, this word is coming, achirat, achire, what is this word coming, is अचिरतो बभु अचिरतो वत्स निस्पृह तादृशे गृहे अचिरतो, अचिरतो मीन्स वेरी सून, लाइक मदर देवहूती ऑप्टेंड दिस डिटैचमेंट वेरी सून। सिमिलरली चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज इंस्ट्रक्टिंग रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, अचिरात कृष्ण तोमाय करीबे उद्धार, लॉर्ड कृष्णा विल श्योरली डिलीवर यू वेरी सून, बट वॉट यू नीड टू डू, ही गेव हिम टू इंस्ट्रक्शंस, एंड इफ वी ऑल्सो फॉलो these two instructions from the core of our heart sincerely, Lord will deliver us also, because these are coming from the lotus mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What are these two instructions? Antare nishtha kara, be dedicated to the Lord from within, and bahye loka vyavahar, and externally appear as a normal person. Same instruction is given by Lord Krishna as well in 8.7, 8th chapter 7th verse. Lord says, तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु माम् अनुस्मरयुध्य च मय्यर्पित मनोबुद्धिर् मामे वैश्यत्य संशयः असंशयः, विदाउट डाउट माम एवैति, यू विल कम टू मी, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन टू बी फॉलोड सो दैट वी विल गो टू द लॉर्ड। लॉर्ड सेज तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु माम अनुसर, रिमेंबर मी एट ऑल द टाइम्स, एंड युध्य च फाइट। So here also we see that internally Lord is asking to mam anusmara, the smaran of the Lord, internal contemplation on the Lord's form, name, pastimes of the Lord, and external contribution in the form of service to the Lord, yudhyaja. So no matter who we are, where we are situated, externally we have got some duties to perform, the contribution, yuddha for Arjuna who was a kshatriya, yuddha, fight was his duty. So for us also there might be so many duties assigned to us, kartavya dharma they are called as. So keep doing that, yudhyacha, simultaneously mam anusmara, do not forget me, remember me, and whatever you do, offer it to me. Yat karoshi yadashnas yat juhosi dadas yat tat yat karush tat madarpanam, offer this to me. So if we follow these instructions given by Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which also appear as instructions by Lord Chaitanya to Rupa Goswami. Lord Chaitanya did not write any scripture. Only these 8 verses of Shikshashtaka are ascribed to him, but they are also not written by him actually. They were instructions given by him in the Antalila Chaitanya Charitamrita it comes. So actually, whatever we need to learn from Lord Chaitanya is we need to learn from his instructions given to various devotees at various times and places. He had given various instructions to Rupa Goswami, various instructions he has given to Sanatana Goswami. There are discussions between devotees. Lord Chaitanya discussing with Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya discussing with Ramananda Rai, and Lord Chaitanya discussing with Raghunath Das Goswami. So through these discussions, through these conversations, we need to learn something for our sadhana bhakti. And when we learn Achirat Krishna Tomai Karibe Uddhar, we will also very soon get deliverance. We will slowly, very soon get liberated from this bondage and detached from the matter and simultaneously get attached to Krishna. And we saw that how Srimad Bhagavatam, Ambarish Maharaj is also teaching us this same thing, that treating all others as oneself, offering everything to the Lord, and thirdly, living under the guidance of expert devotees, we will also be able to attain the same fruit which these great personalities have attained. Next, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada also glorifies the process of Bhakti Yoga, wherein he says, simply knowing that one is not the matter but the spirit soul or Brahman does not purify one's intelligence. There are various jnanis who try to inculcate this mood of knowledge. I know this, I know that, and neti, 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 study Sankhya philosophy like anything. But just by knowing that one is a spirit soul and not matter is not enough, because it will not purify one's intelligence. And therefore Srila Prabhupada says, even if the impersonalists, they reach to the highest platform of spiritual realization, they have to fall down again to the material attachment again, because of not being situated in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord. And this also, there is also a proof to this statement by Srila Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is a story of a yogi, or we can say a milk drinking brahmachari. In the Srivas Thakur's place, we know Srivas Angan, where their kirtan would go on day and night. One time, this Satvika Brahmana, he said that I want to witness the pastimes, but these pastimes were allowed to see only to those persons who were pure in their hearts. So no one else was allowed to see the dance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the night in the Srivas Angana. This Brahmana approached Srivas Thakur and said, please give me the audience. I will be eternally indebted to you. Srivas, being compassionate on him, allowed him the entrance, but he hid him at some other place and allowed him to see the ecstatic dance of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya came that evening, started dancing, and the kirtan was going, it started, it was moving, but Lord Chaitanya started dancing, but he stopped and he said, I am not feeling that ecstasy. Is there someone here in the room who is not supposed to be here? Srivas Thakur, just to hide, he said, no, no one is there, all our devotees are there. And then again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the kirtan. The kirtan was raising in the sound, tumultuous kirtan started, but still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again stopped and he said, I am not getting the ecstasy which I should get in the kirtan. There must be someone who is not supposed to be here. And then this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was angry. Seeing the anger of Lord Chaitanya, Srivas then revealed the fact that, yes, my Lord, there is no atheist here. There is not a non-devotee here. We have a sattvic, an austere Brahmana who just drinks milk and some fruits, and he is here. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu catches hold of this person and pulls him out, and he says that just by doing austerity, one cannot please the Supreme Lord. It's the matter of devotion which pleases the Lord. Bhaktya tushyati kevalam nacha gunai bhakti priyo madhava. Lord is hungry for our devotion, and not just the austerity, not just that I am not the body and I am the soul. This is possessed by the Mayavadis as well, and Lord is not pleased with that. नाहं वेदैर्न तपसा न दानेन न चेज्य अशक्य एवं विदो द्रष्टुम्. लॉर्ड कृष्णा टॉक्स अबाउट दिस इन भगवद गीता एज वेल, दैट आई एम नॉट टू बी सीन, आई एम नॉट टू बी प्लीज्ड बाय एनी ऑफ योर ऑस्टेरिटी, स्टडी ऑफ द वेदास, वॉट एवर यू हैव. केवल भक्त्या माम अभिजानाति यावन यस्चास्मि तत्वतः. पीपल कैन नो मी एज आई एम जस्ट बाय दिस प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. एंड व्हाट श्रील प्रभुपाद सेज दैट इफ यू आर इवन इफ यू कैन रीच टू द हाइएस्ट प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल रियलाइजेशन विच एन इम्पर्सनलिस्ट कैन गेट, दैट इज अ ब्रह्म रियलाइजेशन, अ ब्रह्म ज्योति. यू कैन लैंड अप इन टू द ब्रह्म ज्योति बट स्टिल यू हैव टू फॉल डाउन because you have not developed taste for loving service of the Supreme Lord. And comes in Srimad Bhagavatam as well. Ye anye arvindaksha vimukta maninas tvai asad avishuddha buddhayah aruya kurchrena parampadam tatah patanti adho anadruta yushmat angrayah. Srila Prabhupada translates this as the persons who are falsely under the impression of being liberated without devotional service to the Lord, they may reach the goal of Brahma Jyoti, but because of their impure consciousness and for want of the shelter of the Vaikuntha Lokas, such so-called liberated persons, they again fall down into the material existence. They will fall down into the material pool of attachment. So, no other path other than bhakti can give us this attachment to Krishna. They can give you detachment from the matter, but detaching from the matter is not the goal. Attachment to Krishna, the goal, and that's what we learn from this principle of Yukta Vairagya. No matter whatever we have, sthane sthita, wherever we are situated, we just need to practice this process of devotional service under the guidance of devotees of the Lord and cultivate the mood in the remembrance of the Lord through the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and external contribution to in the mission of the Lord. Arjuna, he used his duty of fighting as a kshatriya in the mission of the Lord. And what is the mission of the Lord? Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. I appear on this planet to do dharma sthapana. And similarly, in this age of Kali, what Arjuna got an opportunity to serve in the mission of the Lord, dharma samsthapana, we also have it available in the mission of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. जारी देखो तारक है कृष्ण उपदेश अमर आज्ञा गुरु हैया तारिय देश. लॉर्ड कृष्णा हैज लॉर्ड कृष्णा इन द फॉर्म ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य हैज ओपनली इंस्ट्रक्टेड एवरीवन एंड दिस इज माय मिशन. सो इफ वी व्हाट एवर अवर कैपेसिटी वी हैव वी कैन जस्ट ट्राई टू प्लीज लॉर्ड चैतन्य इन हिज मिशन देन अवर लाइफ विल ऑल्सो बी इन द कैटेगरी ऑफ दीज ग्रेट सोल्स लाइक मदर देवहूति, लाइक रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी एंड लाइक अम्बरीश महाराज. And when we do that, that is success of the human form of life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Pranam Guruji, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji. Very, very excellent, like you. How nicely you explained that Madhura Devahuti got detached from all her opulence. Like we have to have detachment from the material, from the matter, and the attachment to the Lord. And like Queen Kunti was explaining, like high birth in a high family, beauty, and whatever you are learning in the school, like we are getting all the degrees, they are like an obstacle in the devotional service. And after that, you like explain like a Nivritti Marg and Pravritti Marg, and how our Acharyas, they explain about Yukta Vairagya and Phalanku Vairagya, and give the example of Ambarish Maharaj. Even though he was a king of the whole planet, he was a devotee. And the same way, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the verse, Shunya Itam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahayame, means like what, even though he has everything, it's like Shunya for him,
and he was using everything, each and everything in Krishna's service, and he was offering fruits of all his actions to the Lord. And after that, he gave the example of Raghunath Das Goswami. Like, he was, even though he was born in a wealthy family, he was so much attached to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, we have to follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jare Dekho Tareko Krishna Upadesh. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. I request all the devotees, if they have any question or comments for Prabhuji, they can go ahead.
I agree exactly what Shyama Gauri Mataji said. The class was very, very nice, from one point to another point. So many examples, so much shlokas, and it was very beautiful, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for giving us such nectar, which is mixed with your realizations also. It makes it very more understandable and practicable now. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Prabhuji, you said, I have one question. You said that how we can know that we are advanced, and Srila Prabhupada said at one point that how much attached we are to Krishna. Is that the thing, Prabhuji? So, the thing, the current situation now is sometimes we perform activities which by which we can come to know that we are attached to Krishna, and many times when we perform activities we come to know that how we are not attached to Krishna. So, I mean, there is so much of hypocrisy. One thing is inside, but we tend to think that, you know, I'm a devotee. So really, even when introspecting, we can overcome our faults and whatever we are struggling with. So how to, without getting discouraged, be hopeful, at the same time have the right estimation of ourselves, so that we can progress properly?
Good question, Mataji. Thank you. So first of all, yeah, the signs of advancement, yeah, it is detachment from the matter and attachment to Krishna. And how to practically see at our level as a sadhaka, because sometimes we are attached, sometimes we are not attached. But one thing is that it is not hypocrisy. Hypocrisy has been defined by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter 6th verse. he defines hypocrisy there. One who seems to be externally controlling his senses, but internally he is thinking of the sense objects, that person is called as hypocrite. Mithyacharah so uchyate. Now, when we are practicing sadhakas, if we maintain the desire to enjoy, because Srila Prabhupada had said that sense gratification and Krishna consciousness go ill together. So if we internally have this desire to enjoy, and externally if we are just making a show of a devotee, then that is hypocrisy. But this is not a hypocrisy for a genuine sadhaka. Now it might happen that there is no complete attachment to Krishna even in a genuine sadhaka. Then for him, but at least sometimes there is attachment, but we might feel that we are not completely attached, and there are some few attachments we are keeping to material world, some of the things as well. Now, this needs to be understood. We need to understand that whatever we are doing is for the service of the Lord. If we are a student, we are studying, then we can offer that results to the Lord. If we are a Grihini, then we are cooking and offering to the Lord. If we are an employee somewhere, then we are employing, and you know, a part of this salary we give as a donation. We participate in the activities of Sankirtan, book distribution and all this. So our advancement is determined by how much taste I have developed for all these spiritual activities. Do these activities seem burden? So it's not that always we will be joyful. Sometimes it may appear to be a burden. It's like a medicine. When we take a medicine, but it is the initial stage. We take a medicine, but we don't like to take a medicine. But our goal is to be healthy, and therefore we tolerate. So are we tolerating the process of devotional services, or are we relishing them? Now sometimes that relishment is blocked or choked because of our previous conditionings. Now we need to understand that we don't have to justify based on our previous conditionings that I am not able to do devotional service. Rather, our conditioning should be used to rectify, not to justify. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, I remember he used to say that I have got so many impure conditionings from my previous life. Because of that, I have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, chant more rounds compared to other devotees. When he was asked this question that why you follow so much austere schedule, he said that I have so many conditionings in my life. I don't have love for Krishna. I don't have taste for Krishna. And therefore, I need to do it. So that was his answer. So he didn't justify the conditionings. He tried to rectify his conditionings. Similarly, whatever conditionings which we have, which don't allow us to release the process of devotional service, we need to rectify those conditioning by practicing seriously and severely. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajetah purusha param. So when we show that tivrata in the service of the Lord, in the process of devotional service, then that tivrata itself will bring that eagerness in us. And that eagerness actually, that is what Lord appreciates. Tara Arti Dekhi Prabhu. We know in Chaitanya Charitamrita that lady who was eager to see the darshan, beautiful form of Lord Jagannath Ji, she stood on the shoulder of Lord Chaitanya, and then when Govinda came to bring her down, Lord Chaitanya chastised Govinda and not the lady, because Lord Chaitanya said, I am learning this quality of eagerness and I am inspired by her eagerness to see, take the darshan of the Lord. So we need to have this, you know, that kind of eagerness that will develop, but that is again Krishna's domain. So there are two things. One thing is in our domain, the other thing is in Lord's domain. We have these bank lockers. Our temple also have a locker in one particular bank wherein we keep our documents, legal documents, in a safe custody of the bank. So in that locker, actually, there are two keys. One key is there with the temple authorities, and the other key is there with the bank authorities. So when the temple authorities, they go, they give one key, the locker opens only with these two keys. Even if they try to apply their key, they will not be able to open. And even if we try to apply our key, it will not be able to open. So we have to apply our key, put our key in their presence, their representative, they will come and they will apply their key, then only the locker opens. Similarly, the taste in Krishna consciousness, it's not only our domain, it's the domain of our joint efforts and Krishna's mercy. So one key represents our efforts, sincere efforts, and the other key represents Krishna's grace. So what is in our domain is at least we should try our key from our level best, and then when Krishna puts his key, then the locker of this Krishna prema will open and we will be drenching ourselves in that flow which comes out of that door. So we don't have to get discouraged. We have to rather that Krishna has already almost put the key. It's only we are holding that to put the key actually, and ask, and blaming Krishna that you are not helping us. Actually, he has already done that. Only thing what we need to do is just put that key and then the locker will open. That key is what we can learn from Mother Yashoda's pastime as well. The two fingers short. One finger is Krishna's mercy and another finger is the sadhaka's efforts. So if we to take efforts genuinely, sincerely, without keeping any wrong motive in our hearts, then surely Krishna will be pleased with our good intentions, good motives, and also good actions, and he will bestow his mercy sooner or later. It is his domain. I hope I have tried to satisfy your query.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji. What you have answered is really suits your name. It's a dhan for us. It's a big wealth and treasure for us from Krishna to hear this from you. We are very fortunate to have you.
I'm servant of all is das in the end.
Yeah, that's true. Only a servant can give. Yeah, thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Dandavat Pranam, all Krishna, Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a wonderful class. It inspires us, guides us, and especially corrects us in day-to-day life. Thank you, Prabhuji. Jai Shri Radhe.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. So, I have another program now. I'll have to leave. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thanks for our senses, and we look forward for more classes from you, Prabhuji. Vancha kalpatarubhyesha kripa sindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah ananta koti vaishnavanda ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. His grace Krishna Dhana Prabhu ki jai. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. After some